This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, how are you? Good to have your company. My name's Simon Smart. I'm talking today with Dale Keane. Dale's from the US. He's a pastor of a church in New Hampshire, and he also happens to be a politics professor. Dale's written a book called Sex and the I World. Do Christians have something positive to say about sexuality now, or have we gone past that?
Oh, the church has lots of positive things to say. I think that nobody's going to listen to the church until the church comes clean about its hypocrisy on sexuality. But the church has plenty to say. It has to say that all of us are made in the image of God, that all of us are made with the dignity of God, that we're made male, that we're made female, that we have meaning to our lives, and that we ought to be treated with a dignity. These are things that are very important for the church. The church tells us that we're sexual beings. The church tells us that in order for us to enjoy sex or have it, there needs to be certain boundaries that are involved. On the one level, the I world in which we live rebels against boundaries. And yet, I would say the question isn't whether we'll have boundaries. The question is which ones we'll have.
This is an area where in, say, 20, 30 years, boundaries seem to have been blown out of the water.
Yes.
You're going to argue that's not been a healthy, happy experience.
Boundaries exist to make sure that all of us live most of the healthiest lives, and boundaries especially, I would argue, with children. And once we begin to remove boundaries, and then we begin to be able to move into areas where we're asking questions of a child or somebody who's in adolescence about whether they want to pursue this or not pursue this. And quite frankly, they're not developmentally advanced enough to make a good quality decision, even if we wish that they were. So boundaries matter in families. Boundaries matter when it comes to child abuse. Boundaries matter when it comes to affairs between people who are already married. It comes to sexuality within a family.
It's almost like we have sexual urges that would take us in one direction. And even in our best moments, we
right.
feel like, no, that might not be, that might feel good, but it might not be the best direction to
right.
go in, right? It's a bit of a battle.
Right. I think we need to recognize and acknowledge every single one of us has urges. Every single one of us has impulses, and none of us control. We don't choose those impulses or choose to feel that way. But ethics or boundaries are sitting there to say, even if you're feeling this way, don't go there, because the consequences are not going to be helpful.
Is the Bible prudish about sex?
No. No, not in the least. The Bible speaks very directly about it. It speaks clearly about where sex works and is healthy. It also speaks very clearly about where it's not. And I think more importantly, what the Scripture says is that it's not sex that's ultimately going to fulfill us. What we yearn for more than anything else is to love and to be loved. What the Bible tells us is that all of us are going to live in families, so that family matters. It doesn't say that all of us will be married. It doesn't say that if you're not married, there's something wrong with you. And it even, in the New Testament, when it talks about the quality of life in the church, it says that there's going to be a depth of intimacy among brothers and sisters that is profound. The early Christians were executed, for the most part, on charges of adultery, not in terms of idolatry. And that was because there was an intimacy among their community, and the Romans couldn't conceive human beings could relate that deeply and not be sexually involved. So I think the Scripture tells us sex is good, intimacy is even better, and that intimacy can transcend sexuality and sexual intimacy.
Pornography has become a huge industry.
Yes.
Around the world. What are the most serious consequences of that?
Pornography changes the way our brains work. And when I was a child, and when you might find a Playboy in a playground and you'd look at it, it would change the way in which our brain worked. When you took the technology we've got today and you look at the neural biology of it, the truth is that the visual things we have today makes our brain explode. And it changes the way we view other people. It changes the way, for instance, a man views a woman, for instance. And it changes it so profoundly, it's very difficult to us to relate to the other person as a person. We tend to begin to relate to other people as objects. And what's worse is that pornography, you have to have more and more of it in order to get the satisfaction you used to get out of it, which brings you to darker and darker places, which is what ends up leading you toward abusive situations. And it also leads you to begin to think that other people want to be abused. I mean, it's a crisis. And to be honest, in our schools today, sex education is not what's taught in the classroom, whether people like it or not. Sex education is the internet.
Well, that was Simon Smart talking with Dale Keane, author of Sex and the I World.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.